Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, February 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for March corn steady, March wheat down 0.75 cents, and March beans down 0.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 30 ticks, trading at 95.60. Crude oil is down $1.07 a barrel near its lows. Gold and silver a little bit lower as well. The USDA did announce 612,000 metric tons of beans sold to China, pretty much what was expected. I don't think it's going to make a big deal here. I think the buying was already in the market on Thursday and Friday. I think it's kind of a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact in here. We haven't responded well to a lot of these announcements, so I'm not sure that this one will be any different. As we look ahead to the rest of the week, most of the markets have been fairly tight range bound in here. We're waiting for the reports on Friday to get a better picture of supply and demand out here and where we actually stand. My guess is it's got to be a major report that could move the market, you know, significantly in one way or the other out here. And frankly, I don't really want to guess which way we're going to move it, but you know, we've got some opportunities in here. And I think with these corn over $4 and November beans right around 960, I think these are levels you might want to look at to do some marketing out here and get started a little bit early. We still have pretty big worldwide carryouts. I would also still look to buy back some call options for whatever you want to sell early here. You know, I think this is the year where you've got to be more conscious of the marketing, considering, you know, we have no resolution on the trade deals out here, and Trump puts on more tariffs. I think it's going to be a problem for this market. So, you know, I think you've got to be looking to protect the downside, but it's also a year that, you know, everybody wants to get sold early. Once farmers are sold, then the markets can move higher, so I want to re-own whatever I'm selling here with some call options. The weather around the world doesn't look too bad. Australia is still a little bit dry, but not terrible. You know, it's the hottest July or hottest January weather they've ever had out there. So it certainly has done some damage, but really hasn't impacted our wheat markets at all here. Hopefully we'll see some more Chinese buying in the corn and the wheat market as well, but that remains to be seen out here. So overall, I think we are where we've been, kind of stuck in a range, waiting for the reports on Friday, and we'll see what the funds want to do in here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.